This is an All Ears English bonus episode, special opportunity to be a beta tester and communicate with our team. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, find out how you can get in early on an exciting new feature we have inside the app. Become a beta tester to help us build it this week. Listen today for more details. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so excited. I just came back from a busy Labor Day weekend in the Catskills. We went to U.S. Open tennis, which was so cool. And I know, Michelle, you traveled over the weekend too, over Labor Day weekend, didn't you?
I did. I went to Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay, awesome. So we are both back. We're going to talk about that a little bit in a few episodes later. But we are both back from a nice, relaxing weekend. And now it's back to business, Michelle. I'm so excited. But I want to ask you a quick technology question before we get into it today.
Okay, all right. What is it?
So, Michelle, when did you first get a smartphone? Like, did you get one right when people started getting them? Or did you get them way later?
I would say that I remember in college, a friend of mine got one and I was like, wow. And I didn't get it then.
Okay.
And
what year then was that?
So that must have been in like when the first iPhone came out, or maybe it was at high school. I don't even remember, but I didn't get a smartphone until a little bit after I moved to New York. So it must have been either 2010 or 2011. So not right at the beginning, but not like, I wasn't like really, really late to the game, I don't think. What about you?
Oh, I didn't get one until 2012. I held on to my flip phone pretty long, to be honest. Like, I kind of resisted. I was like, oh, no, I'm fine. I don't need a smartphone. I have my internet at home. I don't need it.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't that funny? But now thinking about it, can you imagine not having internet with you in your pocket all the time?
Sadly, no. I can't imagine it. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I doubt it's a good thing.
Do you know?
But it's a way of life.
It's a way of life. Our lives have fundamentally changed because we have smartphones now. But hey, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So do you know anyone who was an early adopter of the smartphone? Like, do you know anyone who lined up outside the Apple store in, what was it, like 2007, 2008? I don't even know the year.
I'm not sure. Well, I just remember my one friend that she was always kind of like really like up on technology. And I remember that she got one pretty
early.
Like early. Yeah. Okay. And she was the first person that I knew to get one. About you? Did you have any friends who were like that?
My dad tries to become an early adopter, but I think
think it's more like he gets like weird technology stuff that no one cares about. So he's, I wouldn't call him an early adopter. But yeah. It sounds like your friend is an early adopter. Does that friend tend to get other technology products early and get in early behind the scenes kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that she did. I mean, I haven't spoken to her in a while, but I mean, I do remember that in general, she always kind of like got, you know, things like when they first came out. And I remember being like, oh my gosh, when she would get something new and so cool. Things like that. So I think that was definitely like maybe ingrained to her in her personality, or just that technology was important to her or whatever it was. But I remember always kind of looking to her like, whoa. And yeah,
look at that. She's in the know, as we say, right? To be in the know. I love it. So, Michelle, I was looking online and I just remembered this that I had learned about a while back, these stages of innovation, right? This is a famous theory by Everett Rogers. He wrote a book called Diffusion of Innovation, and he talked about the stages, right? So we have the innovators. We have the early adopters. The innovators are the ones who create the technology, really.
Sure.
The early adopters are like your friend, right? Who line up outside the Apple store before the release and they get the product. And then we have the I might actually be wrong. So, Michelle, it starts with the innovators, right, who create the technology, and then the early adopters who are like your friend, right?
Right.
Who line up. And then we have the early majority, right? So maybe you were like the early majority for a smartphone. Could that be true?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, let's see, like 2010. I feel like I was like middle majority.
Okay.
But there's not. I don't know if I was early or late. Somewhere around. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. And then we have the late majority, which is, I think, where I fell. 2012, I got a smartphone. And then we have the laggards. That word itself, what does that have connotations of to you? Laggard.
It's like kind of like sounds like lazy or like they're behind or something like that. Like, that's so funny. Why it has such a negative, it sounds so negative to me. It's like you didn't get a smartphone, so you're a real loser. Like, that's what it sounds like. That's what that sounds like. Doesn't that sound like that to you?
I think it does. It has weird connotations in English, that word laggard, right? Yeah. But guys, don't be a laggard, right? That's the point today. We are going to talk about something brand new that we have here at All Ears English that's, you want to get in on the ground floor. You want to be in the know. You want to be early adopter, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So, Michelle, what are we talking about? Like, what are we doing this week that's very exciting and is very much oriented for our early adopters who want to get in early? Guys, if you are ready to become a beta tester and be an insider with this brand new feature, go to allearsenglish.com/apply to get in today. allearsenglish.com/apply. That's APPLY. See you there.
All right. Well, guys, there is something big that we are testing out, right? Something that is going to save our users time and make learning with All Ears English just so much better. So what is it, Lindsay?
It's so exciting. We have figured out a way to put the transcripts inside the iOS app, guys. This is huge. Wow. This is huge. Why is this huge? Because I know a lot of you guys were signed up for the transcripts. A lot of you guys are currently signed up for the transcripts, and that is awesome. You want to stay right there for now. But some of you guys decided to stop getting the transcripts by email because you said you were busy, and this solves that problem.
That's so cool, Lindsay. I remember you showing me a little bit about how this will work in the app. yes. when we were last together, and it looks so cool.
Looks so cool. It is so cool to be able to not take any extra time, right? We're not taking any extra time because we don't need to go home and review the transcripts. Instead, we can actually see the transcripts while we listen. But guys, this week we are just testing out this tool. We need your feedback. So guys, to be an early adopter, really to be a beta tester, this is a special invitation for you to be able to be a beta tester. Michelle, what could they get if they become a beta tester? Why should they want to do this?
Well, you may get to get, maybe talk to us about your feedback, right? So that could be a fun thing, you know, and you'll just really be in the know with everything. What else, Lindsay?
Well, I mean, that's it. That's the point. So occasionally, guys, we even jump on Skype with our best beta testers. If you guys have some really in-depth feedback that you want to communicate, we may end up on Skype with you this week. We may end up emailing with you. You'll get direct contact with us and you'll be a part of building this amazing tool that is going to change the way that we all learn here at All Ears English, guys. So cool. So go right now. So we'll give you a little more detail now coming up, but just get started by going to allearsenglish.com/apply to apply to become a beta tester. Okay. But Michelle, what is required to be a beta tester? What is required? Like, what kind of technology do we need?
Mm-hmm. Well, to be a beta tester, you have to be an iOS user with version 10 and up.
Yeah, exactly. And guys, I know that you guys have been asking on the Android side. We do plan to eventually build this on Android. It's just that we need to try it on iOS first, right? We need to clear all the barriers in iOS first, and then we will get over to Android. So thank you for your patience. Guys, hang in there. If you're an Android user, keep listening with, and Michelle, you're an Android user.
Right? I am.
I know. So I'm guys, sorry, I feel your Michelle.
Pain. I actually don't get to see the app unless I'm with someone with an iPhone, but I do know that it's great. And so I'm right there with you. We'll be patient. We're going to keep waiting. It'll happen.
And Jessica is also an Android user.
Oh, so, is she really?
Yes. Yes. So you guys, so don't worry, guys, Michelle included, you will get this. But we do need to clear this hurdle first in iOS. Okay. So what else, Michelle, what else is required to be a beta tester?
Well, guys, you got to be ready to download a special version of the app.
Exactly. So when you're a beta tester, you're not getting the version that's live in the iOS store, because this version of the app with the transcripts is not live yet. It's before it's live. Okay. But if you are already an app user, like if you have the actual app on your phone already, you can still be a beta tester. It's just that you will see, once you download the correct link, you'll see a newer version of the app. Okay. And that will have the transcripts inside a couple of the episodes. So if you're, or also, the other thing to mention is we do have people who signed up to be beta testers before. And guys, we're going to be reaching out to you to call on you to join this beta testing this week. Okay. So this is exciting, Michelle. How are you feeling about this?
I love it because think back to when you first showed me how it would look. And I'm like, I think that people are just going to really, really benefit from it in a lot of ways. I mean, it's a total time saver. It looks cool. It's really, I think that it could really help people with their learning. I think you guys are going to love it.
Yeah, total time saver. That is the key right there. So guys, the mission of our beta testers this week, the opportunity is to get closer to us, get to know us, email back and forth, give us the feedback, help us build this tool to make it as great as possible before we release it live in the iOS store. So one more time, where can we go, Michelle, if they want to apply to be a beta tester? Where can our listeners go?
Okay, so you are going to go to allearsenglish.com/apply.
Yeah, you got it, Michelle. Guys, we are so excited to see your name on that list. And after you put your name on that list, you're going to get an invitation from me by email to go and download the beta version of the app on your iOS device. Okay, awesome.
Nice. Okay, wow. All right, so many new things going on here at All Ears English. Guys, get in on it now, and we are happy to have you.
All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye, Lindsay. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.